Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer reader, Wallace Kleindienst, and this is Northland Views. I'll be reading today from the White Mountain Independent, and from Solo is the headline, Smoke from Multiple Fires Drifting into the Area, staff report dated August 7th, 2025. Smoke from several fires burning south of Solo is drifting into the area, according to local fire officials. The smoke is coming from the Bronco, Indian Creek, and Billy fires burning in Gila County, and also possibly from the Sawmill Fire on the White Mountain Apache tribal lands. The Bronco fire is burning 30 miles northeast of San Carlos in Gila County. It has burned 6,631 acres and is 0% contained. The fire started around 1 p.m. on August 3rd and was caused by lightning. The Indian Creek fire started around 10 in the morning on August 6th and has burned 450 acres. It is located about 2 miles north of the Black River in Gila County and was caused by lightning. The Billy fire is burning half a mile east of Center Mountain in the Tonto National Forest in Gila County. It has burned 5,310 acres and is 38% contained. It started around noon on July 9th and was caused by lightning. The Sawmill fire is linked to the fire that burned down the old sawmill in Cibecue. Compacted sawdust at the site ignited, according to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Forestry and Wildlife Fire Management, Fort Apache Agency. The agency said sawdust at the old mill has reignited several times over the past several months. The fire has burned 4 acres, and firefighters have a line around the fire. Vernon Fire District has some good tips on what to do if you are sensitive to smoke from the fire. 1. Keep windows and doors closed. 2. Limit outdoor and strenuous activity. 3. Stay hydrated. 4. Check on your neighbors and family who may be sensitive to smoke. And from Solo Pine Top, the headline, Bikers Against Bullies Riding for a Cause, an article by Scott Gold, dated August 7th, 2025. There are volumes of motorcycle clubs, crews, organizations, and associations. Most motorcycle groups made an effort to support specific needs in communities. Many support kids through toy runs and charity events, while other groups provide support to senior organizations and veterans or such. Some just want to be there for the ride. Bikers Against Bullies cause is right there in the name itself. The Bikers Against Bullies White Mountain Chapter President, C-Note, discussed their mission in a sit-down interview at the Ranch House Saloon in Snowflake. He was accompanied by an intimidating array of companions, going by the names of Clutch, Fender, Durf, Lone Wolf, Flash, Houston, and Ladybug. Bikers Against Bullies is a nonprofit organization that was formed and founded in Missoula, Montana in 2012 by Fred Van De Pere. The group's mission is to protect the bullied, educate and spread the word about the need to address bullying. Their motto is spelled out on the BAB back patch, Stand Up, Be Heard. It's not just the bullied that needs our support. Bikers Against Bullies also works with the bullies themselves, and sometimes there are underlying reasons why they bully someone. Many bullies were bullied themselves or came from abusive environments or broken homes, C-Note said. Bullies are not just kids, but adults and parents as well, Fender added. Bikers Against Bullies uses an awareness program to educate children through schools and public events such as fairs or other gatherings. Bikers Against Bullies also educate adults against addressing bullying not only in schools, but also at the workplace and in other daily situations. It's not just the bullied that we help. The bullies need help as well, as in many cases they do not understand the damage they are creating or even why they bully in the first place, Lone Wolf said. When a school invites Bikers Against Bullies to speak to students, they all arrive on their bikes, and if allowed, park them on the gym court. They put on skits that show examples of bullying, then discuss options on the best way to handle a situation. They want to empower children with the confidence to be themselves and to understand that you not have to tolerate being bullied or tolerate seeing it happen to other individuals. With prior approval, Bikers Against Bullies will come to a school where a child may be having a difficult time and needs some advice or personal guidance. Having a group of bikers drop off or pick up a student from school where everyone notices can have powerful results, showing that the student has strong allies who support them. In the end, we really just want to build a stronger person with some backbone and integrity, CNotes said. Bikers Against Bullies volunteers are non-paid members who are dedicated to spreading the word about bullying, and they welcome new members. It doesn't matter what kind or size of motorcycle you ride, or even if you don't ride and want to attend in a vehicle of your choice, you are welcome to join. It does not require a background check, but are only looking for domestic or children's specific offenses. Silent memberships are open as well as to those who want to support Bikers Against Bullies financially or otherwise. And from Sherlow Pine Top, the headline, Timber Mesa Revives Dog After Fire, a staff report dated August 7th, 2025, updated on August 11th. A family's dog is safe after a fire broke out in its home the morning of August 7th. Crews from Timber Mesa Fire and Medical District responded to a house fire at 10:15 in the morning that started in the garage and spread to the home. Three engines, two battalion chiefs, one rescue truck, two prevention trucks, Fire Truck 14 and Fire 14 and 17 responded to the home fire. During the first search of the home by fire crews, engineer Mike Atchley located and carried out a deceased dog from the home. Engine 15, working alongside animal control from Pine Top Lakeside Police Department, used a Fido bag to begin resuscitation efforts. The Fido bag was created by the Fetch Foundation and contains first aid items for pets, such as an oxygen mask that can fit over a dog's muzzle. The dog was successfully revived and transported to a local vet where it is expected to make a full recovery. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And in national news affecting Apache County is the headline, Senate Bill Would Bring Major Support to Apache County. Story by Jean Marat, dated August 7th and updated on August 8th, 2025. Apache County stands to benefit significantly from the fiscal year 2026 Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration, and related agencies appropriations bill. The legislation advanced by Arizona Senators Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly includes billions in national funding and specific local investments that could affect families in northeastern Arizona. The most locally visible funding is a $140,000 allocation for the Alpine Fire District to acquire a new emergency response vehicle. This upgrade is expected to enhance Alpine's ability to respond to fires, medical emergencies, and rescues in a remote and heavily forested corner of Apache County. The project is one of six rural Arizona public safety improvements totaling more than $2.7 million, including funding for communities such as Bisbee, Superior, Clarkdale, and Tonto Basin. The bill also includes $8.2 billion to fully fund the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or called WIC, which nearly 150,000 Arizonans rely on each month. In Apache County, this funding ensures that eligible women and children won't lose access to essential nutrition assistance, including fresh fruits and vegetables. The bill also protects and fully funds the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, school lunch and breakfast programs, summer EBT, and provides $425 million for the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, which supplies monthly USDA food boxes to more than 700,000 low-income seniors nationally, including many in Apache County. It also includes $80 million to support food, transportation, and storage for food banks throughout Arizona. Apache County communities will also benefit from the bill's focus on rural housing and home ownership. The legislation includes $130.6 million in rural home loans aimed at tribal and underserved areas, $1.7 billion to preserve affordable rental housing, and $35 million to help low-income homeowners with critical repairs such as plumbing, roofing, and heating. The bill allocates $443.8 million to upgrade drinking water and wastewater systems in small towns and rural regions, and $25 million to expand self-help housing programs that allow families to build their own homes in partnerships with nonprofits. Apache County's significant Native American population stands to gain from multiple educational and institutional investments. The bill allocates $11 million for tribal land-grant institutions, including Diné College and Navajo Technical University, to support educational services and outreach. An additional $5 million will expand research capacity at tribal colleges, enabling culturally relevant work in public health, food systems, and land stewardship. The bill also provides $16 million to enhance agricultural education at Hispanic-serving institutions, preparing students for careers in food, environmental, and agricultural technology sectors. And back in the White Mountains, the headline, Roving Rabbis Bring Jewish Connection and Kindness to Arizona White Mountains. Article by Tony Gibbons, dated July 21st, 2025. It's not every day you walk into a coffee shop and meet two young rabbis from opposite shores of an ocean, but that's exactly what's been happening in towns across Rim Country and the White Mountains, as Rabbi Levi from Los Angeles and Rabbi Zev from London make their rounds as part of Shabbat of rural Arizona's summer outreach program. People have been so welcoming, just happy to talk about life, said Rabbi Levi, who is spending time this summer visiting rural Arizona before returning to Shabbat headquarters in New York. He said, "You walk into a store and people are curious. There's a real openness here." The two men are part of a long-running global initiative known as the Roving Rabbis, launched by Shabbat's late leader, Rabbi Menachem M. Shearson, in 1943. His goal? Send young rabbinical students into small, often isolated Jewish communities to help bridge the gap between tradition and distance. Shabbat of Rural Arizona, under the direction of Rabbi Yaakov Kahneman, brought the program to the White Mountains this summer to support Jews who live far from synagogues, Jewish schools, or active congregations. But the message isn't limited to one faith. We're here to connect with everyone, Rabbi Zev said. Our foundation is rooted in acts of goodness and kindness. We share the seven laws of Noah, universal values like respect, justice, and compassion. These apply to all people, regardless of religion. And sometimes those moments of connection are nothing short of remarkable. Last week, while driving through Star Valley after a missed visit, the pair of rabbis pulled over to snap a photo with the sign. They noticed a nearby business and decided to step inside. Levi said, "We introduced ourselves as rabbis. Most people there weren't interested, but as we were walking out, a man stopped us and said, 'My mother is Jewish.' We told him that made him Jewish, and right there we helped him do a simple bar mitzvah to welcome him into the faith. The man was excited and deeply moved. It felt like we were meant to be there," said Rabbi Levi. That kind of serendipity has a hallmark of their time in Arizona, where the Jewish population is not concentrated in any one space. "It's very spread out," Levi said. "We've met people in their homes and coffee shops all over. In a small town, everyone knows someone. They say, 'Oh, you need to talk to this one lady.' And somehow it all connects." Zev, who has been studying in New York, said visiting places like the White Mountains reminds him of the deeper purpose behind the outreach. He said, when you meet someone in person, you can see the respect. We're here to act in a good way and show what it means to be Jewish, especially in places where people might feel alone in their faith. Their message to young people, don't worry about perfection, just start small. It's not all or nothing, Levi said. Just work your way up. Do one good deed at a time. Zev said, teenagers especially can feel scared or unsure, but even one step towards God or goodness makes a difference. While the outreach began with the Jewish community, the broader message has resonated. The 7 Noahide laws, which include prohibiting murder, theft, cruelty to animals, and promoting moral responsibility, are meant to build bridges, not barriers. We're just doing what we love, Rabbi Levi said, and every person we meet reminds us how powerful they can be. You're tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona, and you're listening to Northland Views. And from Hebrew Overgard is the headline, Veteran-Led Fundraiser Brings Communities Together, an article by Tony Gibbons, dated August 4th, 2025. With raffle prizes, live music, bounce houses, and face painting, White Mountain Helping Hands is bringing the community together for an afternoon of fun and for a good cause. The nonprofit is teaming up with a veteran, Anthony Maiden, and American Legion Post 86 to host a fundraising raffle event from 3 to 6 in the afternoon on August 16th at 2068 Lumber Valley Road in Overgard. Admission is free with the purchase of at least one raffle ticket. Tickets cost $20 each, or you can buy 5 and get one free, and they enter guests into drawings for a variety of prizes. All proceeds benefit the White Mountain HH and many community programs they support. I wanted to find a way to help White Mountain HH raise money for all the groups they support, said Maiden, who serves on the event planning committee and spearheaded the raffle idea. She said, once we got the prizes and tickets lined up, I reached out to the Legion to help us get the word out, and it just took off from there. The event will feature live music by Midnight Moon, a Monkey Fun Mega Bouncy Castle, Sparkle Pop Face Painting, a food truck court, and more. Raffle tickets, which double as entry into the event, are available at the following local businesses: La Naturale PMA Spa and Pine Top, The Poor Station, Cattleman Steakhouse, Sunshine Herbs, and at the event itself. First responders receive free admission and special recognition at the event. The first 20 first responders to arrive will also receive a free meal from one of the on-site food trucks, with 4 meal options to choose from, 2 from each vendor, thanks to a partnership worked out by Maiden. A limited number of raffle tickets will be available for purchase at the event, and the purchase of a ticket grants the buyers entrance into the event. And from Snowflake Taylor, the headlines. Churches rally community for Snowflake Taylor Night of Service, an article by Tony Gibbons dated August 7th, 2025. Local churches and neighbors are joining forces for the Snowflake Taylor Night of Service, set to begin at 5:30 in the afternoon on August 13th. The effort, organized collectively by area churches, is a call to beautify local schools and parks just in time for the new school year. Congregations from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Our Lady of the Snow Catholic Church, Calvary Chapel, and Valley View Southern Baptist Church are all pitching in to coordinate volunteers and locations. Our community is coming together, and we'd love for you and your family to be part of it, said J.C. Green, one of several organizers helping to bring the event to life. Volunteers of all ages are encouraged to bring gloves, weed eaters, rakes, and a spirit of service. Garbage bags will be provided. Those affiliated with the church can check with their congregation for an assigned cleanup location. Others are welcome to show up at any park or school within the towns of Snowflake or Taylor, ready to help. There's a place for everyone, Green added. Let's make this a night of unity, service, and community pride. and from the White Mountain Apache Tribe is a headline, CIVIQ Students Take MMIW Crisis to the National Stage, an article by Tony Gibbons, dated July 15, 2025. For the first time in school history, two students from Deshibika Community School in CIVIQ represented Arizona at the 2025 National History Day competition at the University of Maryland. They didn't bring home a trophy. Instead, they brought something more powerful, a message that couldn't be ignored. DCS sophomores Imani Haven and Carmen Thompson, both members of the White Mountain Apache Tribe, earned their spot at Nationals after placing second at the state level with a deeply personal and emotionally charged exhibit on the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women, or MMIW. Their project honored the right of every Indigenous woman to be safe, remembered, and heard, and the responsibility to speak out when those rights are denied. "We chose this topic because it's personal," Thompson said. "These are our sisters, our aunties, our friends. We carry their stories." This year's NHD theme, Rights and Responsibilities in History, encouraged students to explore justice and advocacy through the lens of history. For Haven and Thompson, the crisis of MMIW is not just history, it's happening now in their communities. Their work stood out among the 3,000 participants and gained national recognition, including a feature in a New York Times story on the National History Day competition and an appearance on Arizona Family Originals with Colton Schoen. "I wanted to bring awareness about something that was really going on and wasn't being talked about much," Haven said. "After every case, it just gets pushed aside, and I want people to focus on it more." Their entry, a traditional trifold exhibit, blended historical research with personal connection. Haven led the investigation and sourcing of primary documents, while Thompson shaped the short storytelling and design. Together, they built a project that gave voice to those who could no longer speak for themselves. The students' passion was impossible to ignore. In addition to the Times coverage, they appeared on Schoen's broadcast, Here Before, Here Now, where they shared how deeply the work affected them and how many Indigenous girls live with a constant sense of fear. "A lot of this happens to girls our age," Haven said. "It makes me feel scared." And now, turning to the Painted Desert Tribune, is the headline from Holbrook, "Help Sought for Over 40 Dogs Found in Neglect and Boarding," an article on August 8, 2025. The Holbrook Animal Care and Control is working with Navajo County Animal Control to respond to a major animal neglect and hoarding case involving over 40 dogs found living in poor and unsafe conditions. Navajo County Animal Control was contacted directly by the dog's owner, who is currently dealing with serious health issues, and asked for help. When officers arrived at the property, they found dogs living inside several old travel trailers and outside among piles of trash. There was no clean water, barely any food, and the animals were surrounded by their own waste. Sadly, several dogs were already dead or dying on the scene. Because Navajo County does not have its own animal shelter, they rely on Holbrook Animal Care and Control during cases like this. The two agencies have a strong, long-standing working relationship. When Holbrook needs help, Navajo County assists, and when Navajo County needs support, Holbrook steps up. The agencies work together whenever they can because both teams are dedicated to doing what's best for the animals in our communities. So far, Holbrook has taken in 30 dogs, with an estimated 15 more still needing to be removed from the property. Most of the dogs are small terrier mixes. Many are a little shy at first, but once they warm up, they're sweet and friendly. There are more dogs on the property than originally expected, and the conditions were worse than anyone thought. Holbrook Animal Care and Control is a small city-run shelter with limited space and only two staff members, and most days just one person is on duty. There are 7 outdoor kennels, 6 play yards, and 12 kennels inside. Taking in over 40 dogs on top of the animals already in the shelter has been overwhelming, but leaving them behind was not an option. The dogs were dehydrated, starving, and in desperate need of help. Holbrook Animal Care Control is asking for the public's help. Right now, there is an urgent need for adopters, foster homes, and rescue groups willing to pull dogs or cats from us, and donations to help cover vet care. Donations can be dropped off or mailed to Holbrook Animal Shelter located at 105 Airport Road, Holbrook, Arizona, 86025. Please make sure that checks are made payable to Friends of the Holbrook Animal Shelter. The shelter reminds everyone to spay and neuter pets. For those struggling to care for animals, don't wait until it's too late. Contact a local animal control agency. Holbrook Animal Care and Control does its best to help. And if you ever suspect animal abuse or neglect, please report it right away. For questions about the case or ways to help, please contact Brandon Dorman, Navajo County Animal Control Program Manager, at 928-406-9464. And that wraps up another edition of Northland Views. This is Wallace Kleindienst, your volunteer reader. Thank you for listening.